The right fork is Castle Street, and the left fork is Tower Hill. At the bottom of Castle Street are two of the oldest public houses in East Lewe, the Salutation Inn, known affectionately as the Sal by locals, and the Ship Inn. Ivor Toms talks about these two former coaching inns.
Let's start at the bottom of Barbican Hill, which was the main road into Lewe for many, many years. At the bottom is the Ship Hotel, which must have been a staging house for the people travelling through Lewe, stopping overnight. Opposite is the Salutation, which is a wonderful pub, one of the oldest in Lewe, I would think, with a slate floor which slopes towards the quay. It's full of pictures of the old fishermen, fishing boats, and it was the main place for all the shark fishing fraternity. They all used to end up in there after being out at sea all day, you know. Next to that is the antique shop, Tony Martin's, which, when I was a boy, was a shoe shop, which belonged to Reg Toms and Jack Toms. In the street side, under the window, it's been cemented with stones from the beach. In amongst this, if you look carefully, you can see the name Toms, which sort of jumps out at you after a while, you know. From there, this used to be lived in at one time. This was somebody's home, you know. And next to this is the archway, a wonderful feature which runs straight out to the quay. If you go under the arch and straight out to the quay, before you get to the ferry steps on the quay, on the right-hand side is a new building, which used to be the Granite Works. This had a terrific history of cutting granite from cheese ring, which ended up all over the world. Calcutta docks, lighthouses, in actual fact, London Bridge, the one they sold to America, a lot of it was made on the quay in Lewe. And from there you turn down the quay, and there used to be a big crane on the quay, wooden crane, next to the diesel. This is gone now, but that's where they used to load the big schooners, which went all over the world, you know, carrying granite. And also they used to have a railway came down there with copper ore, china clay, granite, everything. It was a really industrious place at Lewe at one time, you know. It was so important. They had two MPs, one for East Lewe, one for West Lewe. Most of the Tomses originated from Paul Perrow. I know I trace my line back to Paul Perrow. And Talland, you find Toms is buried at Talland, you know. We lived in West Lewe originally, you know, in a tiny house. I think there was about 9 children. And you just can't believe how small the house was. At least have been, must have all slept in one bed, I should think. You know, that's the way a lot of people lived in Lewe, you know. The Tomses are all over the world now, right down through Cornwall and with the mining. I actually traced one lot, which I found on the Ellis Island records, and they emigrated to America from Russia. So God knows where they went through their life, you know. Australia, everywhere. I'm a bit lost now.